Thanks to Paul and his friends, the good news about Jesus had been shared with people all over the eastern part of the Roman Empire. But Paul wasn't going to stop there. He wanted to go to other places where people still hadn't heard the news. So he started planning a trip. This time, he was going where no other Christian had gone yet. He was going to visit the western half of the Roman Empire. Right in between east and west was the capital city, Rome. Paul knew there were some Christians there who could help him on his journey, so he wrote them a letter and gave it to a friend named Phoebe, a church leader who was traveling to Rome. After introducing himself, Paul gets right down to business. He wants them to know that Jesus is for everyone. The good news isn't just for Jews like Paul. It's also for people who aren't Jewish. Both Jews and non-Jews have a place in God's family. Everyone has sinned, Paul says. No one can save themselves. We all need Jesus. That's why Paul wants to go where no other Christian has gone. That's why he plans to visit the western half of the Roman Empire. And that's why he's hoping the church in Rome will support him on his journey. As you listen, notice how Paul uses the story of a man named Abraham to make his point. You may recognize this name. Abraham was the father of the Jewish people. And according to Paul, even Abraham needed to be saved by faith.
I, Paul, am writing this letter. God set me apart to tell others his good news. He made me an apostle to all those who aren't Jews. I must invite them to have faith in God and obey him. I am sending this letter to all of you in Rome who are loved by God and appointed to be his people. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. People all over the world are talking about your faith. God knows that I always remember you in my prayers. I pray that now at last it may be God's plan to open the way for me to visit you. I long to see you. I want to make you strong by giving you a gift from the Holy Spirit. I want us to cheer each other up by sharing our faith. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that I planned many times to visit you, but until now I have been kept from coming. My work has produced results among others who are not Jews. In the same way, I want to see results among you. I have a duty, both to Greeks and to non-Greeks. I have a duty both to wise people and to foolish people. So I really want to preach the good news also to you who live in Rome. I am not ashamed of the good news. It is God's power, and it will save everyone who believes. It is meant first for the Jews. It is meant also for those who aren't Jews. The good news shows how God makes people right with himself. From beginning to end, becoming right with God depends on a person's faith. It is written, "Those who are right with God will live by faith." Ever since the world was created, it has been possible to see the qualities of God that are not seen. I'm talking about his eternal power and about the fact that he is God. Those things can be seen in what he has made, so people have no excuse for what they do. They knew God, but they didn't honor him as God. They didn't thank him. Their thinking became worthless. Their foolish hearts became dark. They claimed to be wise, but they made fools of themselves. They would rather have statues of gods than the glorious God who lives forever. So God let them go. He allowed them to do what their sinful hearts wanted to. They polluted one another's bodies by what they did. What should we say then? Are we Jews any better? Not at all. It is written, "No one is right with God. No one at all. No one understands. No one trusts in God. All of them have turned away." But now, God has shown us how to become right with him. The law and the prophets give witness to this. It has nothing to do with obeying the law. We are made right with God by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. It is no different for the Jews than for anyone else. Everyone has sinned. No one measures up to God's glory. The free gift of God's grace makes all of us right with Him. Christ Jesus paid the price to set us free. God gave Him as a sacrifice to pay for sins. So He forgives the sins of those who have faith in His blood. God did all of that to prove that He is fair. Because of His mercy, He did not punish people for the sins they had committed before Jesus died for them. God did that to prove in our own time that He is fair. He proved that He is right. He also made right with Himself those who believe in Jesus. So who can brag? No one. Are people saved by obeying the law? Not at all. They are saved because of their faith. We firmly believe that people are made right with God because of their faith. They are not saved by obeying the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Isn't He also the God of those who aren't Jews? Yes, He is their God too. There is only one God. When those who are circumcised believe in Him, He makes them right with Himself. When those who are not circumcised believe in Him, He also makes them right with Himself. Does faith make the law useless? Not at all. We agree with the law. Abraham and his family received a promise. God promised that Abraham would receive the world. It would not come to him because he obeyed the law. It would come because of his faith, which made him right with God. The promise is based on God's grace. The promise comes by faith. All of Abraham's children will certainly receive the promise. Those who have the same faith that Abraham had are also included. He is the father of us all. It is written, "I have made you a father of many nations." God considers Abraham to be our father. The God that Abraham believed in gives life to the dead. Abraham's God also speaks of things that do not exist as if they do exist. When there was no reason for hope, Abraham believed, because he had hope. He became the father of many nations exactly as God had promised. Without becoming weak in his faith, Abraham accepted the fact that he was past the time when he could have children. At that time, he was about 100 years old. He also realized that Sarah was too old to have children. But he kept believing in God's promise. He became strong in his faith. He gave glory to God. He was absolutely sure that God had the power to do what He had promised. That's why God accepted Abraham, because he believed. So his faith made him right with God. The words, "God accepted Abraham's faith," were written not only for Abraham, they were written also for us. We believe in the God who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. So God will accept our faith and make us right with Himself. Jesus was handed over to die for our sins. He was raised to life in order to make us right with God. We have been made right with God because of our faith. Now we have peace with Him because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus, we have received God's grace. In that grace, we stand. We are full of joy because we expect to share in God's glory. And that's not all. We are full of joy even when we suffer. We know that our suffering gives us the strength to go on. The strength to go on produces character. Character produces hope, and hope will never let us down. God has poured His love into our hearts. He did it through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. At just the right time, Christ died for ungodly people. He died for us when we had no power of our own. It is unusual for anyone to die for a godly person. Maybe someone would be willing to die for a good person, but here is how God has shown his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Once we were God's enemies, but we have been brought back to him because his Son has died for us. Now that God has brought us back, we are even more secure. We know that we will be saved because Christ lives. And that is not all. We are full of joy in God because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of him, God has brought us back to himself. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. He appointed them to be saved in keeping with his purpose. God planned that those he had chosen would become like his Son. In that way, Christ will be the first and most honored among many brothers and sisters, and those God has planned for, he has also appointed to be saved. Those he has appointed, he has made right with himself. To those he has made right with himself, he has given his glory. What should we say then? Since God is on our side, who can be against us? God did not spare his own Son. He gave him up for us all. Then won't he also freely give us everything else? Who can bring any charge against God's chosen ones? God makes us right with himself. Who can sentence us to death? Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also praying for us. He died. More than that, he was raised to life. Who can separate us from Christ's love? Can trouble or hard times or harm or hunger? Can nakedness or danger or war? No! In all these things, we will do even more than win. We owe it all to Christ who has loved us. I am absolutely sure that not even death or life can separate us from God's love. Not even angels or demons, the present or the future, or any powers can do that. Not even the highest places or the lowest, or anything else in all creation can do that. Nothing at all can ever separate us from God's love because of what Christ Jesus our Lord has done.